I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for November 28th, 2023. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Please let the record show that all members are in attendance with the exception of Kimberly Swartzlander, who is excused this evening. County staff, who do we have from planning today?
It's Rich Rebels with the Carp County Companies Fund.
Welcome, Rich. Okay, during the meeting, there is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair, person, or board by majority vote. Is there anyone that would like to make a comment before we get started? Seeing no one? Oh, yep. When item number three comes up, we'll have you up. Okay, during the meeting, I skipped over that part, but please turn off your cell phones, tablets, anything that's going to make noise so we don't disrupt our speaker. When we call the item, if the presenter will come forward, use the microphone, because we are recording, and give us your name and address for the record. Then you'll tell us what you want to do. We'll give the public an opportunity to reply, show us pictures, whatever information they want to show. And then the board will have an opportunity before they make the decision. We are not a deciding board. We only give recommendations to the following boards you will go to. Okay, an approval of the minutes for November 14th, 2023.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes for November 14th, 2023 as written.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the minutes for November 14th, 2023. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. An approval of the agenda for November 18th, 2023.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda for November 18th, 2023 with one hold. Item number two, ET23400133BS210452, Campus Village Group LLC, to be held until December 12th.
We have a motion on the floor to approve the agenda with the removal of item number two to be held until the next meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So if you're here for item number two regarding the vacate and abandon the right-of-way on Maryland Parkway between University Avenue and Harmon Avenue, that will be heard at the December 12th meeting. All right, do we have any informational items, Blanca? Okay. Well, moving on to planning and zoning. Item number one, TM23500156, 2151 Sunset LLC, a tentative map consisting of one commercial subdivision on 2.4 acres in an MD design manufacturing AE70 zone, generally located on the southeast quarter of Sunset Road and Surrey Street within Paradise.
Last time I was here, they were full size, and I see punch boys a little disappointed.
It's not Halloween anymore. All
right, this is Z01442 White Drive representing this item. Exactly a month ago, you saw this piece of property come in. If you recall, it was one of the buildings was an indoor soccer stadium. Three buildings, auto parts refurbishing, artificial turf, and indoor soccer stadium. You guys approved it with a few extra conditions. The Board of County Commissioners approved it. And what we are here today for is to make it into a commercial subdivision. If you recall during the presentation, I said that the three buildings are going to be separately owned. And so we are looking to file this one lot commercial subdivision, which will then, after we start developing it, actually come in with lines and such for the development. So I just ask you, staff, for any approval, and ask you to do the same.
Is there anyone in the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you for your time and attention.
December 5, Planning Commission.
Thank you.
Item number 2 was held. Item number 3, ET2340141. WS210501 Las Vegas 2760 LLC Waiver of Development Standards First Extension of a Time to increase a wall height in conjunction with a single family residence on 0.6 acres in an RE Rural Estate Residential Zone generally located on the northeast side of Oak Lay Willow Way 475 feet east of Topaz Street within Paradise. Is our applicant here? Item number 3. You come forward and use the microphone to give us your name and address, please. Microphone's right there.
The Ohio 2760 Oakley Willow Bay.
Okay, and why do you need the extension of time?
Unfortunately, by the time the team of engineers at this point got together on all the calculations and got what we needed to move ahead with the permit, my year time frame that expired, I have submitted the extension of time for the second engineer to finish the calculations, which they've already done, and I have, if you'd like to see, and it's been submitted. We're waiting on planning and zoning to give their final approval. Then we can schedule the footing inspection and the final inspection, and then I'll be finished, other than completing the neighbor's side. We're giving her the funds to do that, but planning and zoning advised me to wait till we got
this
done before we covered anything else up. So that's kind of, unfortunately, that's why I'm asking for the extension. Everything is complete. I don't expect any. They told me to ask for 2 years. That's standard since I had to go through the process, but I expect it to be finished by the end of the year before.
Okay.
And close it out, which I'm trying desperately to do. And like I said, if you'd like to see the engineer report, so I can see
thank you.
Questions.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public.
I didn't see anything.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay.
My name is Susan Robinson. I live at 2760 Sunboss Drive, so he's right behind me. We get one another's mail occasionally. Some of the work has already been done, including building up my back fence like a third of the way. And I finally gave in and agreed it was okay to just clean up the backside. But as I read this, by the way, this has been going on for 3 years. And nobody contacted me about the changes before they were made. Now I see on the proposal here that in addition to the east-west fence, he wants to put a north-south fence across the front of his property. His property is 2 feet above mine, the elevation difference of the streets. So 8 feet becomes 10 feet on my side. in which case I will be looking out of my back door at what appears to be a prison. And that just is not very residential as far as I'm concerned. I like being able to look out and see the sky and the trees and not a concrete wall. The rest of the items I have already brought up, so that's my main point today.
Okay. And was there somebody else? Is it this lady here? Will you give us your name and address, please?
Hi, yeah, I'm Ann LaCala. I'm here with my husband, Luciano. We're at 2824 San Welch Drive. Just two doors down from this room. And we were here, yes, 3 years ago on the same map. And I had brought pictures at that time of the before and after from my side of the wall. I don't know if you would like to see those pictures again. I'd like to show them to you. Since in those 3 years, we've lost a lot more vegetation on the back wall of that fence. Now, back in 2020, Mr. Hyland wrote me a letter and he said, December 15th, 2020, wrote to me and said that the building permit has been applied for and all the requested documentation submitted. County works at their own pace, and these things take time. We've been very patient. Would you care to see the before and after?
There's some new people on the board, so.
Oh, yes. And I have one of Ms. Robinson's wall, which is the last picture. That's Ms. Robinson's. And this is before, with all of my color. And these were all thrown down when the contractor came. And so then I was left with the wall as it is now. And since then, I've lost some of those cypress trees because of the radiant heat. We're waiting to know with the building permit if it is safe, because we don't know if there's what is inside the wall. And I guess that's about it, you know. We were never approached. There are seven neighbors that this wall affects because this property goes around in a cul-de-sac. And none of us have been approached when this wall went up. It was just going up. So I guess that's about it, unless you have any questions for me.
Nope, I remember. John and I were here.
Yeah. We're still here.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
And
I have a question about it.
You have to come up and give us your name and address for the record.
I'll give you the mic here.
Okay. If you can just, there you go.
I'm Brittany Robinson, 2760 San Blas Drive. Based on the postcard that we were given in the mail about this meeting, I'm not clear whether it's the fence that has already been built that we're working on, or if he is attempting to increase it further. So I'm just looking for clarification.
This is for the existing fence. It's an extension on time on the
one he built.
The one he built.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Alright, I'm going to close it to the public and open it to the board. I see, as I say, John and I remember this from when it first came before us. And what we were trying to fix as a board was he built it without a permit. And so there was a code enforcement violation issued for building without a permit. And so the instruction is then, you gotta go get it. We're gonna let you keep it, but you gotta go do what it takes to make sure it's built properly. And that's what we did when you were here in 2022, I believe, January 2022, because it was, the complaint was, the violation was issued in 2019. So, I agree with your neighbors. When I first got my packet and saw the application, I was like, wow, two more years is a little excessive. The amount of time you have had just to get the engineering on a wall is a long time to take care of it, make your neighbors happy. We're too far into it to say he's got to take down the wall now. I don't know that what that will accomplish this far in. But that would be, I mean, if we deny this request, that's basically where he is. Code enforcement goes back out and says, you didn't meet any of this and you need to take the wall down. But I think we need to put, we need to one, shorten the time frame that he has, and two, put some kind of something in here for the neighbors to compensate the neighbors for what they have lost because of your wall. I can see saying, oh, well, you know, you need to fix the other side. This is the one where what you put up did not even match their wall. So they, you put up gray block and they've got a different color block. This one's stucco here. It's, you've got two kinds of block. These are the things that we talked about, is what are you going to do for the neighbors to compensate that? So do you have an answer for that? What your plan is to compensate them?
Fully prepared to do that. That's going to be re-stuccoed, so I think the color of the block will be significant at that point. But that's what we'd agreed to do from the very beginning, is that once I got the approval, I would.
And what about?
And we already have an agreement.
Yeah, that's a
previous check for that. I mean, if y'all think it's, if we're far enough along, I'm happy to do that, so she could see that. You know, I'm ready to finish this up. I'm not.
Yeah, because I really have a hard time giving you 2 years. I know that's what they told you to ask for. But
they just told me at the building.
Yeah, we're not going to, we don't want 2 years. None of these people want 2 years. So you think it can be finished by the end of December?
With the holidays and 4-day work week, I think that would be possibly hopeful.
So you can't take a
dictate how fast the building.
So when your engineers came out, did they tell you the wall's unsafe? Take it down.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
It is 100%. It's actually over. I mean, I put more steel and concrete than needed. I wasn't going to build something.
So that's not going to stop us. The engineers are done. They finished their calculations. The wall's not going to. So why don't you go ahead and stucco it and fix their landscaping by the end of the year?
I'm happy to do that.
Will that work for you, ladies?
May I ask for a clarification? I agreed already that what he had done was okay. I can live with it. But this talks about...
I'm not doing anything else, just to clear up her question.
Yeah, it's just
what's there across the front.
Yeah, it's that. This is all we're dealing with.
All existing. I'm not changing anything else.
Yeah, this only deals with the one that's already been built that you've been dealing with for 3 years. So, yeah, he's not putting up any other walls. I know it sounds confusing. It's just the wording of the county sometimes.
Yeah, because they stated pretty clearly that there was going to be a wall across the front of the residence.
Right, and that, but when you read all of our backup, it doesn't reflect that at all. It's only dealing with that particular wall that has already been built and already been sited. Okay, anyone else have anything?
My only concern with the end of December deadline comes down to the landscaping, either not being available to get the similar plants, or we plant them and they immediately die.
Right.
That's my only concern with landscaping. Because Nevada cold frost kills so many things early January, I would hate for us to get that landscaping in, get the, I got it in, and then it dies and we're back to having no plants. That's my only concern with putting an end of, maybe put it to March when we're into spring and we know plants will survive, to get landscaping in there.
Is it possible, since you're required under the conditions here to hire a professional landscaper to do the work, that you contract with the landscaper,
a licensed landscaper,
that you contract with them, you have a signed contract that you're agreeing to pay, that everyone's in agreement on, and we execute that so that we know the landscaping is going to get done, and then he can come do it when he advises it's the right time to replace whatever this was.
Because they're beautiful flowering plants, and I know they are not meant to be planted in the dead of winter.
Now, we actually already discussed some of the vines on the wall.
I'm assuming
what does she want back? It looks like there was rose bushes. There was...
Most flowering plants don't like being planted in winter. That's just
the trees or bushes should have been affected, but the vines on the walls are destructive to it, and we discussed and agreed not to...
But whatever replicable landscaping, it needs to be planted in the correct weather for it to survive.
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Actually, that's a cat's claw, and it's not destructive if you read up on it. But here's the thing, I'm glad that you said what you said, because there are right times to do this. Yeah. But also, in the sense that this wall is so much taller, as you see, it changes the environment and the heat. So those beautiful little cypress trees you see, two of them are already dead. And we don't know why. We've been growing them since they were babies. We think that that there's something else going on. So. Thank you for what you said about having a professional come and advise as to how to make that look good. I don't have the answers, you know.
And that's the best way to go. I know on properties that I manage, we are losing cypress. There's something go around. They're starting to die in the middle.
Yeah.
And then they slowly work their way through the whole entire plant. Yeah. So, because I really don't think that's enough extra heat on them to make a difference. Yeah.
I'm just wondering why those cypresses are dying. But
and maybe the landscaper can tell you.
Anything you can do to make sure that these contractors are put forth in a way that, like you said, will make the operation happen without any headaches.
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion?
You are welcome to give us suggestions.
Could she possibly get a contractor or a landscaper that she's comfortable with to do a quote like she did for the drywall? So that way, if she's not happy with it down the road, we kind of already crossed the bridge.
Are you okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with that. The reason I'm not okay with that is that I've already had invoice, you know, like an estimate from my schedule man, which I provided with him years ago. Okay, and I really would like it for the licensed people to come to me and not have to go scouting around for licensed people. Like I said, I did that once before, and that didn't work too well.
I can just call out of the phone book. I'm happy.
If you can find a licensed trustworthy, I would recommend getting referrals from people you know rather than the phone book, and then arrange for them to meet with her. So, because this county does put the responsibility in you in the conditions of hiring a professional landscaper. So, as far as we're concerned, it's going to be in the conditions. But as neighbors, that's something you're going to have to work. Okay, we can't negotiate everything. Okay, so let me read these conditions. I'm going to make a motion to approve this application, but we're going to, what my recommendation is, to make it a 6 month. So 6 months to complete the building permit and inspection process. And if you need additional time after that, you have to come back here. The stucco is to match the existing stucco. You'll paint the stucco to match the backyards. You'll remove any excess mortar, weeping mortar, and any excess cement on all the walls. You'll hire a professional licensed bonded contractor to do the work. You'll replace the landscaping that was removed and hire a professional landscaper to do the work. So with those conditions, attached, I would make a motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So, you've got 6 months to wrap everything up.
I have a point of order, I guess. I'm weird about when things are in writing and when they're not. And it does say in writing here about a fence across the front.
Okay, so let me read.
That's my concern.
Let me.
I'd like to explain, so I don't know on site, just really quickly. When it says the front yard, is that his wall that's on the door, back wall is his front yard?
It is?
Yes.
What about the one that goes onto the street?
That's
front yard.
So the way that they've described it here is they're saying allow the wall to 8 feet high in front yard. So that's his front yard, which is your back wall.
And he has said he's not planning to do it.
Yes.
But I just, I come from a culture where it's in writing.
So, especially if you haven't been around the corner and he's got that long front wall, it's on the side of his home, but it's on his front yard. So that's just a couple
of things. And it's spelled out in our elevations so that the, along the west property line within the front yard. So the front yard is considered the west property line. The wall transitions from 2 feet up to 8 feet high. Along the north property line, the wall height varies between 5 and 8 feet. Along the east property line, the wall transitions from 7 to 10 feet in high. And along the south property line, the wall is 7 feet to 8 feet in height, part of which is also in the front yard.
And that's his south elevation, is his front yard.
Right. So they're going by directions, and the word front yard just applies weird here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, item number four. Do you want to do, well, I guess they're two different. No, they're the same. Do you want to do 4 and 5 as the applicant for AutoZone here?
Also 6.
And 6. Do we have anyone here for AutoZone? All right, we will. Thank you.
They just don't like us.
We're going to table items 4, 5, and 6. 4, 5, and 6.
Okay.
Till the end of the meeting. Item number 7, UC230748-2640 East Tropicana LLC. Use permits for the following: 1, tire sales and installation facility; 2, reduced separation to residential use; and 3, allow accessory structures, shipping containers not architecturally compatible with the existing building. Design reviews for a tire sales and installation facility on 0.9 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Tropicana Avenue and Topaz Street within Paradise.
Hello.
Your name and address, please.
Simona Stevens, 1950 East Orange. So this is an existing tire shop that's located right now on Topaz in Tropicana. The use has been established multiple times in the previous years, and I think every single time, I don't know what triggers, but it keeps expiring. I think the ownership changes, and then they actually go back and have a restaurant at some point. So, but they have been operating back as a tire shop, and so that's why we're here to get this up and running again with the use permits.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board. So, is it a new owner now? Do we know?
I'm not sure how long the current owner was. I think he's been a while, because they got caught operating without, because they thought that, you know, because there was the use permit for it in the past, so they thought it was okay to do it.
Just keep going. And so, where are these shipping containers going to go?
They're right here. And that's the reason why they brought in ship containers, is because they have another location on, I think it's Nellis and Tarkin, I don't know. They fire department got involved because tires cannot be stored, and these guys were storing tires in trash enclosure, they were storing tires in the courtyard here. So, and there's a basement at this place, so they're not allowed to store them there either. So fire department came up with this idea of having a container, so we actually done that in a location we got permits for that. So that's why we're proposing the same solution here.
Okay, so they're not going to be all over the front, because we've seen this location a couple of times. It used to be a McDonald's, and we tell them what the rules are, and then they get totally ignored. So we get kind of frustrated with them. Like, you're not supposed to have any outside storage, and they store the wheel rims outside. They store tires outside. And so it becomes sort of a sore point for us in, you know, allowing this to continue, because yeah, it's been a tire place for quite a while now, but they don't always follow the rules. So I just want to make sure, if you're going to have those containers there, that all the tires are going to be there. They won't be, oh, we'll fill up the containers and then start piling them on the side again.
We were told, because this did come up during the planning meeting, you know, with the planner, this did come up, and it did stall the application because they did have tires everywhere. So they were told to remove everything and actually to have pictures, because I went out there because they told me it was cleaned up. So I do have pictures, and they did clean it up, and they said they did promise that if they can put those containers, that's where they're going to store it, and they know that, and they said they will follow the rules. That's
okay. John? Well, I have to agree with staff. It's too intense for the area. This is a fairly residential area surrounding it. And I don't think there's any appetite amongst residents to have this type of an operation going in that location, whether it's been going on or not. And the issue that I have had with these tire places is that they promise the moon and never meet any other promises. You're fighting this with tire stores that are already in operation in the area. And they're only a short distance from Boulder Highway. There's all kinds of areas down there for this. So I can't support it. And I don't think staff does either. Looking at it.
No, they approved it.
They had a rather comprehensive reason as to why.
They approved it, though.
Well, I think it's because we are separated.
Seven. We're on seven, you're on four. Oh.
I think it's because we did provide some sort of resolution to it, because we're providing a lot of landscaping to screen it. And also, there's an existing car wash.
Car wash, oh yeah.
Boxes.
We know about the car wash.
Yeah, we actually got a car wash in the area.
It's on a separate
wash. It's not cinder block. You get to drive in it and everything else. That's quite an improvement for the east side of town.
Have you installed the shipping containers already?
They have been dropped off there. Because okay. That was
so, do you have the permits and everything for them?
We don't.
Okay.
Not yet.
All right. Because they want to give you a year to complete that. Can it be done in less than a year?
Yes.
Okay. So, if we also change that one to 6 months, just to get them going, and then have you come back for a public hearing, so if in 6 months' time it's not clean,
that works.
That works.
Yeah, there's one on Boulder Highway like that. We've been doing for, 3 years? Now.
It gives me pause hearing that they've had issues at their other location.
That was how they fixed it, though, because that was a problem. They were storing tires, and they were told they cannot, because fire department kept on coming out. So they kept on getting violations. And so that's why they're addressing this exact same way, because now they know that this is what they have to do.
Didn't you have a question about removal of tires?
Yeah, what are you going to do with the tires that you're used?
They have a special services that come out and remove them.
When?
I think they do it twice a week.
And so where are you going to put them in the meantime?
In the shipping containers.
Which, one of the shipping containers? You're not going to have an overflow?
Well, the new tires they have in the showroom inside
okay.
the building.
And you're just going to put them in the shipping container?
They use one, yes.
And how often are they going to pick it up?
They usually do it twice a week.
Well, usually they do. How often are you going to
We were told that it's going to be done
twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't know if we can make that a condition.
Pardon?
I don't think we can make that condition, but a 6-month review, we'll see.
We'll see where we
are. We'll see.
Okay, do you want to make that?
But I don't want to see tires outside, rims outside, and a mess outside.
I'll let the owners know.
Because I will contact code enforcement in a heartbeat. I am tired of these tire companies coming in and telling us they're going to do this and telling us they're going to do that, and they don't do it.
Okay. I think John needs to make this motion.
Okay. Do you want to make the motion?
What are we doing? 6 months?
6 month review. Hours of operations are limited from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah, that's in their preliminary
staff. But we're changing it from a 1 year
to 6 months.
To 6 months with the public hearing.
All right. So I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff's preliminary conditions and changing the 1 year review as a public hearing to 6 months from the time they open up.
Okay.
I think that's fair.
Well, it's actually to obtain all the permits, they have six
yeah.
months and then a public hearing. Okay.
I think they got to have some time to get going, and they're not going to.
Well, everything's there, they just need to go get the permit.
Yeah. Let's hope.
Okay. So, we have a motion to the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions with a 6 month to complete, including obtaining any necessary building permits and to return for a public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
We know it's not you, sorry.
Madam Chair, I have just been informed items number 4, 5, and 6 have requested to be held to November, I cannot tell the time, then
December
12th probably.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion to hold items 4, 5, and 6 to, which is PA 2370023 AutoZone Inc., ZC 230522 AutoZone Inc., and VS 230523 AutoZone Inc. to be held until the December. What is this saying? No, that's Planning Commission's on the 19th. Paradise, we're supposed to be here today.
Oh,
move it to the January 9th, 2024 meeting.
There was a lot of highlights, sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
January 9th, 2024. I don't think they actually are for them.
I don't either.
This is like the sixth time that it's held.
Maybe they go just get tired and not notice. Item number 8, WS 230702, Lopez Rodolfo, waiver of development standards to reduce the setback for a proposed single family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the north side of San Sebastian Avenue, 285 feet east of El Oro Street within Paradise.
Good evening, my name is Jaime Elevator. 6944 Haley Circle, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. And yeah, that's correct. This is our only problem right here, the rear setback. We know the code calls for 20 feet setback, and we just have 15 feet. So we kindly ask you to give us the approval. For this is just 5 feet, and we need it. Nobody's going to get hurt. Nobody is in the position, as far as I know. And that's it. Yeah, we comply with everything, sides, front, everything. And this is already an existing CMU wall on the sides and on the back also. And I believe the property on the north side is like a little lower than the property. So it really doesn't cost anybody.
Okay.
No negative impact on anything.
Is there anyone in the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board. Well, go ahead.
No, I don't see any particular reason to refute other than, as staff says, it's quote unquote a self-imposed hardship. But I don't see any particular reason why you cannot accept 15 feet instead of 20. It's not like people ask us to do 1 foot that space.
I kind of agree. One of their points, though, was it's a hardship and you're not giving them any alternatives to correct the hardship. So what kind of landscaping do you have planned against the wall there?
There's going to be like they have these kind of trees, you know, it can be a mesquite or something. It's not too big. Maybe, you know, a few bushes and maybe just one tree, you know, the medium size.
Yeah, because that's the problem, is that you're not providing anything in lieu of. So if we can spell out some landscaping across the back wall, I think I agree that it's just 5 foot, but you have to give something back allow that.
You know, let me just clarify something. This is just the architectural side, but in fact, we provide landscaping plan to the building department, but for some reason we don't have it here.
Okay.
Sorry about that, but there's going to be landscaping for sure.
So Rick,
how low was the property? You said that the back end was lower?
The one behind you.
This is a 70 feet wide property, and you said the property behind us?
No, you said something about the property was lower.
The one behind
you. Lower,
behind you, on the other side.
Yes, probably 2 feet. Mm-hmm. That's on the other side. So there's no, and it's already, this CMU one is already existing, so there's no view, you know, from this backyard.
So how big is the street going to be that you're going to plan?
Big. 20 feet.
Starting out.
No idea.
They should have given you something like so many plants, 10 feet on center across the back.
Yes, yeah. I know the code is like 10 feet, you know, for kind of a buffer.
Okay, so they're not going to have to wait 10 years for this
landscaping
buffer.
No, let's say, I mean, if the planning and zoning recommends or they heavy landscaping, we're willing to provide that. But I suggest, you know, some medium-sized bushes, you know, different kind. Mm-hmm. But for sure, it's going to be nice and clean, you know, really neat backyard.
I'd have to agree. I don't see the big difference of 5 feet.
Okay. So someone want to do a motion to include landscape buffer per county requirement?
Chair, I may have a motion to approve this item subject to staff preliminary conditions with the addition of a landscaping per county guidelines.
Okay, so we have a motion on the floor to approve this item according to preliminary staff conditions with the condition to include a landscape buffer per county conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Item number 9, WS230727, Highland Associates, LLC. Waivers and development standards for the following. 1, eliminate landscaping. 2, reduce the gate setback. 3, eliminate pedestrian walkways. And 4, alternative driveway geometrics. Design review for a parking lot expansion in conjunction with an existing office warehouse complex on a portion of 12 acres in an M1 light manufacturing zone, generally located on the west side of Highland Drive and the south side of Capella Avenue, alignment within Winchester. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, Madam Chair, members of the board. For the record, my name is Jacob Snow, S-N-O-W, 2270 Corporate Circle, Henderson, Nevada, 89074. I am working for a civil engineering firm called Atkins. I'm here representing Highland Development. I have a little bit of a story to tell you because this is a full circle moment for Highland Development. What I'm showing you here, you can see I-15 is right here, Highland Drive is right here, and this is the Desert Inn Super Arterial Bridge that goes over Highland. This area right here is the Highland Industrial Complex, and this area here that is underneath the Desert Inn Super Arterial Bridge used to be owned by Highland. There were two industrial buildings there. More than 25 years ago, NDOT came to Highland and said, we're going to condemn your property. Will you cooperate with us? And Highland said, absolutely, we will. And it was a voluntary condemnation action. And NDOT took the property, and Clark County built the Desert Inn Super Arterial. Now, business has been good at Highland, and we need more room for parking. And so we have come to ask the county, well, before we had to do that, we needed to lease the property back from NDOT. And NDOT, we've been working with them for quite some time, and they said, before we can approve your lease, you need to go to Clark County and get their approval. And so here we are, before you, trying to make some beneficial use of the land that Highland used to own. And that is in this area here, which is, as you can see, outside of the Desert Inn Super Arterial Bridge, but it goes underneath as well. It's about 58 parking spaces. And we worked with the county in good faith, and we needed to do a couple of submittals to them before we could get it right, where they said this would be acceptable, that we could support. And so, much to our chagrin, when we saw the agenda come out for this item on Friday, there was a couple of check marks saying denial from the staff. And we read the write-up and said, well, they're proposing metal landscaping for this area, which is similar to NDOT standard, we understand that, but we think we can't recommend approval for this because there's a portion here outside in the sun where we think we should have live plants. That was totally new to us, and so we called up our contact that we've been working in good faith with at Clark County, Department of Comprehensive Planning, and we said, what happened? And that individual told us, oh, well, I don't know who made that comment, but they probably don't know about a similar zoning action that was taken, very similar to what you're asking for, in fact, almost exactly similar to it, that was approved last year in August, just across the street. If I may orient you again, this is Planet 13 Dispensary here. And you notice the Desert Inn Super Arterial here, they did the same thing that we're attempting to do. They leased land from NDOT in this area here, outside of the bridge and underneath it, for a parking lot that they have yet to build. And in August, late August of last year, they came before the town board and they said, we need an extension of time. And that extension of time was granted for 2 years. And if you look at the write-up on this item here, which shows in the minutes for that action, this, you can see this is August 30th, 2022. And this is the staff conditions of approval for this item that I have circled in yellow. Provide metal weather-resistant representation of plants spaced 1 per 30 feet along Highland Drive and within the proposed parking areas along with boulder accents within the new parking lot islands. That's exactly what are on our plans. I can show them to you if you would like to see the landscaping plan. All we're asking for is the same consideration for a congruent approval that someone very similar to our situation had across the street last year. We were before the Winchester Town Board just this evening, started at 6 o'clock. They approved us according to our request, and we're here making the same request for approval for you.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? See no one. We'll close it to the public, open it to the board. It's interesting because I don't think we saw the item. I think it only went to Winchester. I would remember this because I used to manage the property next to Planet Hollywood that got condemned to take over Desert Inn. So I know the area really well. And I don't remember us seeing it at all. So it must have only gone to Winchester.
I think there's a reason for that. This parcel here that Highland owned is such a large parcel that part of it's in Winchester and part of it is in Paradise. And so the staff said,
go to
it's
both.
The same parcel, so you have to go to both. And so we hurried over here as fast as we could, and we're glad to be here on time.
So the parking lot on the other side across the street, they got an extension on that goes into that area above. Yeah, keep going over onto the other side.
Underneath.
Okay. Just the underneath part? The dirt area there?
It includes the dirt area and underneath.
Okay.
So they have some outside the bridge and some underneath the bridge.
Because it's not an unusual request, because you see it in the city limits too with the 95, where the city, when they were on Stewart, used to have parking on both sides of Las Vegas Boulevard underneath.
Correct.
Which they leased from Endot. And they didn't even have any landscape.
Nothing.
No, I just think it's hysterical. The report saying, well, it's because it should have plants.
Or in a dress.
And the metal, really plants seem to make sense. You know.
It was just real aggressive
art.
For the reason that the
night
and
what do they call the metal plants? Well, some kind of art?
Yes, it is referred to as art. I don't.
Yeah.
And that's included in the staff write-up, calling putting art in parentheses.
So the only other thing besides the, well, actually there's two things besides landscaping, is your setback. So where is this setback you want to reduce to 9 feet from 50 feet going to be?
You know, we brought some plans here tonight, and I can show you that.
Okay.
And we're so committed to this project that we decided not to put it on foam board. We brought live action models with us that will help me present these plans to you. They're going to come
out.
I wondered why there were three of you.
You want this up here? Okay.
My dad put it in his front yard because all this stuff died.
Sorry, my back is doing that.
It's okay.
Can you see that it's here is this one of the setbacks here for this throat depth waiver right here. It's an existing driveway that's been there for 20, 30 years, and the staff had no opposition to that. And you can see, this is the landscaping plan for the portion under the bridge, and this is the landscaping plan for the portions outside of the bridge.
So the only entrance is the existing Highland Center drive that's there.
There are a number of entrances and driveways off of Highland that serve the park. I think there's a total of six.
But you're not adding a new one to this parking garage. They'll use the existing.
Correct.
So you're not building new.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, I don't think we should complain about the depth throat depth that's already there. It's been working 30 years.
Now, these plants are...
We have to believe on something.
They have this color. The coloring of the plants.
Yes.
Okay.
There will be 104 of them total.
And so how do they stay that way in our environment?
Well, most of them are in the shade, so there won't be the fading from the sun. And those that are outside, I don't know the answer to that question, how long they will last, but they are metal. There may be a little bit of fading. That may happen.
They look cooler when they're faded, honestly.
Yeah. They might look so more faded. Natural when they're faded.
They look cool, in my opinion.
Well, I was just wondering about, you know, will it go away? Will it rust? What, you know, over time, what will happen?
And then
I haven't seen that happen with the metal plants that I've seen around the valley so far. I was just wondering.
So then the last thing is waiving the pedestrian walkway.
Well, there is a waiver for pedestrian walkway, but the staff has said they want us to paint pedestrian walkways on there, and we're in agreement with that recommendation.
Okay, so we can eliminate item number three, you're going to do it.
Correct.
Okay. All right, does anyone have anything else?
No, it's just silly.
All right, I'm going to make a motion to approve this item subject to the if approved staff conditions, which includes waiver development standards A and B, waiver number two. Waiver number three is eliminated as applicant has agreed to it. A waiver of item number four and the design review. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
Your service.
This has got to be boring compared to the airport.
You've got a good memory.
I have a very good memory. I used to call you a lot because I live in a flight path.
Was I nice to you?
You were very nice.
Well, thank you.
Okay, item number 10, WS230732, Sal DeFar, Letitia C., waiver of development standards to reduce the setback in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.2 acres in an R2 medium-density residential zone generally located on the west side of Gabalon Court, approximately 175 feet south of Thornwood Place within Paradise. Hello.
Hi there. My name is Richard Delgado. I'm just the playing interpreter.
Okay.
My name is Leticia Saldiva.
And your address?
86-19,
Gavilan, 4, Las Vegas,
Nevada,
89123.
Okay, so relax. I don't think we're not scary. Tell us what you want to do.
I have a patio. And sorry, I'm just going to be interpreting as
that's,
a hunger.
That's good.
We have another project that we want to do on our property, and the patio came into question while the county was out there. And this patio is not permitted. The project that we do want to complete, we do want it permitted, but in the process this came up and it's not permitted, so that's how we're going through the process. I would like it if I'm allowed to keep the patio overhang, but don't want to take it down. It doesn't interrupt the neighbors. And that's it.
Okay. Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this? See no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
How many years has that patio been there?
I'm the owner. I've been the owner of the house for 12 years, and this patio has been there for 6.
It states on here that it's made of wood with a tile roof, but I don't see a tile roof on there.
It is wood.
It is wood.
This part is wood. And then there's some rain gutters that run along the side.
Okay,
well.
But they didn't roof it as well. Because I don't see it.
Picture? It does have a roof on top.
But it's a flat roof, not a tile roof?
Give people the difference.
It's from laminate?
It's like a laminate?
Okay. That's what...
It's a model.
Yeah. So this is wrong description.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else have anything?
So you said the neighbors haven't had any problem with it at all.
No problems.
One lesson learned, don't build without them.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it without them, but that's what you know. I'll see you guys. That's on here.
One of the things, if we go ahead and approve this, she has a year to go through the building permit and inspection stage. That doesn't mean the building department's going to approve it. They may say, no, you can't. You have to have, stronger wood poles. They may say, you've got to put a different kind of roof on it. So just because it goes through the system, I don't want her to think that they won't come back and tell her to change it.
So if it says single problem, no significa que en algún tiempo va a tener que quitar. Significa que le va a dar un año para poder terminar el proyecto que quiere hacer.
Mm-hmm.
Y puede haber un tiempo en que ellos digan, bueno, necesitan más soporte, o
just straight on through.
Eso nos quiere decir que eso es una probabilidad. Puede pasar.
Well, she might have to make improvements to it structurally.
If there's no other comments or questions, I would make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So she goes to the December 19th Planning Commission.
Thank you.
So
much.
Thank you for
thank
your
you.
Help. Okay, item number 11, WS230752, SG Vegas Owner LLC, waiver of development standards for the following: 1, reduce setbacks; 2, increase the area of directional signs; 3, increase the area of freestanding signs; 4, increase the area of wall signs; and 5, alternative location for freestanding signs. Design reviews for the following: 1, comprehensive sign plan; 2, increase area of projecting signs; 3, increase area of hanging signs; and 4, increase area of animated signs in conjunction with the shopping center on 9.5 acres in the H1 Limited Resort and Apartment Zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South, 330 feet south of Harmon Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. Marissa Furman, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, on behalf of the applicant. I believe this board is quite familiar with this project. This site was previously approved for a dining and retail project in August of 2022. It is located on South Las Vegas Boulevard and just south of Harmon Avenue. Directly to the northeast is the Polo Towers. And this project is currently under construction. As you know, we later obtained approval of the site plan, which included kiosks that would be situated on the property line along this area right here. And those kiosks were approved to be situated adjacent to the north and south buildings that are proposed. We're back here now with a comprehensive sign package. and related waivers of development standards. One of the waivers being a reduced setback for the freestanding signs from the required 10 feet, which would be reduced to 4 feet from the right-of-way project line over here. And for reference, that's FS1 and FS2, the freestanding signs. We're only requesting a setback of these two freestanding signs along the west side of the property. As you can see here, the right-of-way is highlighted, and the area just below the highlighted is the pedestrian walkway, right here, all throughout here. And beyond that, to the west, is Las Vegas Boulevard here. So even with this reduced setback, there's still quite a bit of distance between the freestanding signs and the actual drivable portion of Las Vegas Boulevard. And I'll just, for reference, here are the two freestanding signs. You can see one at 92 feet high, and the other at 85 feet high. And the remaining waivers are for increased wall signage, increased directional signage, animated signs. But overall, the proposed sign package is compatible and consistent with signs in that area. It's the expected, visible and apparent signage that you see on South Las Vegas Boulevard. Consistent with what's already there. And staff is recommending approval, and we would appreciate the same from this board. I know that was brief, but I'm happy to answer any specific questions regarding the other waivers. Thank you.
Anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board.
So this 4 foot setback, it's from what edge of this freestanding sign? Like, which way is that sign facing onto this 4 foot setback?
It will be facing the project, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, and the setback is from this highlighted area.
Okay, so if we go back to your beautiful, weird, red highlighted model. So that square footage area on the bottom, does the sign come in and there's like room for people to walk under it, or is it actually like a flat wall in that bottom portion where the weird BLVD lives?
Right here. Yeah. I believe it is in the middle of that right of way, so people are able, if I put this back down, people are able to walk in this area and on the other side of these signs here as well.
So it's not like on a weird, like one-legged thing, it's actually a solid rectangle?
All the way to the ground.
All the way to the ground?
Well, you'll see here it's a skinny pole, not separate from the animated part. And this here is its own base.
Okay.
I thought those were banners, not animated signs.
No, I got that. I was trying to figure out if this was two giant rectangles or if it was a dog leg, for lack of a better word, onto the ground. That was what I was trying to figure out, how people got around it. Because it's very chunky, is my...
It's like the one at the link.
And I still hate that one. I continue to hate that one.
But yeah, you do walk right up to it up from the side.
Yeah. I don't see anything. Again, it's like everything else on the strip. It's just I wanted to figure out how that was actually looking. Because it looks like it should cut it and be standing up on like a post.
Uh-huh.
Via this red thing.
If the Tom Ford sign is a illuminated sign, that's weird on a post like that.
Yeah. So I'm assuming there's all the design that went into this for wind.
Pardon?
I'm assuming that there's all the engineering checks to make sure that if we get a windstorm where we get those canyon blasts, that this is not going to rock and move and become a Indiana Jones-esque type scenario.
Sure. I believe so. I mean, they're pretty sturdy, as you can see. Obviously not taking up the whole pedestrian walkway, but not a flimsy banner sign that's in the
I hate it. It's a lot of signage, but it's fit on the strip.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. There is a place for it.
Yeah, at least we're not doing it down in like the dark areas.
Sure, so.
All right. I will make a motion to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any general business this week? You were going to talk to us about training for new, revised Title 30?
So we just had a bench session today, and so we don't have a date. I'm going to try to shoot for January 13th, Saturday of January. That's the date we're going to shoot for, but we haven't heard any of the water district yet. We are going to do it at the water district. So it's going to be the second, third, or fourth Saturday of January. We're going to include the updated Title 30.
Professional examination on the first and second Saturday of January. And the strain
so
ends upon
in that.
That
case, we've always, about 6 years ago, we started taking them and then posting them online, and then you just ask me to review what's supposed to be.
Okay.
And sign that you saw it.
Yeah.
Is there something now that people Zoom all the time? Is there something where those types of meetings could be done by Zoom? Or does the law require that we have to appear for training?
We can talk about that. That's something that we think is as an option.
Let them gather like this and just Zoom in together.
Yeah. But we're already taking it with cameras anyway, so we can do an option of just doing it as well.
So the meeting could be viewable after on the website, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what they've done in the past.
They can Zoom day of or just see it later.
Okay. And the new codes and everything will be available on the website for
the new codes available today. So that's already been online. But it is a lot more friendlier than it was from the old code. But we still owe you probably a quick
$40. Yeah.
Here's the bullet points.
There's probably a bit of a difference between what you describe as R1, R2, R3, and how we would describe it now. So you all definitely do that training prior to seeing all those applications come in. Those applications are going to start coming in late January, February. A lot of folks are deciding to go ahead and move forward with the new Title 30. They were allowed to once it was adopted in July. So we're going to start seeing those very odd-looking applications in the next month or so. So you definitely need training in January.
I'll do comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name For the record, if any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. There are no one in the public, so our next meeting is December 12th.
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.